tell you, there's nothing better than having friends in the studio. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
So, folks, listening audience, we have guests here from Camp Hill Hudson. And we also have a representative of the Sweet Life Jazz Project. This group will be performing this Friday, May 16th, at Solaris Center for the Social Arts in Hudson. Now, I'd like to turn the mic over to everyone because I want you to introduce yourself. So let's start with you. Get right up there.
So good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So my name is Jody Brooks, and I'm the program director at Solaris Camp Hill Hudson.
Mm-hmm. And next to you,
we have.
I know you.
My name is Bill Rosecan. I'm a villager there, but I love WGXC.
Thank you. Yeah. And next we got.
And I'm Randall Martin from the Sweet Life Jazz Project, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you all here. So we're going to speak about this event that's happening on Friday night. The event, which starts at 6:30, there's going to be a 3-course soulful meal.
Yeah.
Holy goodness.
That's right. So on the menu we have authentic cornbread for starters and salad and chicken gumbo, right? And pecan bar. With cream. So yeah, so we're excited to create a menu for, you know, to fit the music. I think
great.
That's
yeah.
Really a fun thing to do.
Yeah, we want everybody to come. Please everybody come. It's going to be nice music.
Absolutely. I mean, with all this great food, we've got this great music. So let me ask how these two groups came together. We have the Sweet Life Jazz Project and we have Camp Hill Hudson. How did this all come together for this special night?
Well, Anise, who is the lead vocalist in this project, is in contact with Camp Hill, and she arranged this particular shoot this particular event. And, you know, we just figured that our style of music, which is sort of a very eclectic style of kind of jazz and R&B and funk, would go well, especially with the cuisine that's being offered, that it would be a perfect match.
Yeah. Now, can you mention the folks who are part of the Sweet Life Jazz Project? Because one of them I recognize.
Yes.
Yes.
Probably. Well, you might recognize several of them, but Azuke is one of them.
Yeah, I know him. We're good friends.
Yeah, he's go right ahead.
Yeah, he, as you know, he's an internationally renowned musician. He's plays several instruments. In this project, he's primarily playing bass and doing percussion. And along with him, we have Dan on keyboards. He's a local keyboard player. And we have, of course, Anise Cousins on vocals. And we have, in this project, in this particular setup, because Sweet Life kind of changes depending on what the event is. Sometimes we're a quartet. Sometimes, you know, we're a 5-piece or 6-piece, depending.
And what do you play?
I'm the drummer.
You're the drummer.
And founder. So, you know, I hold down the rhythm and, make it funky and make it something that people want to dance to and yet give people a sort of a very, you know, top-notch experience.
Yeah. So the reason I mention Azuke, because he is one of the hosts of our Sunday show at 4 o'clock, Lille Luton.
I know.
Yeah.
We end up rehearsing right after
your
show.
Now let's talk about Camp Hill Hudson.
Camp Hill Hudson. So Camp Hill Hudson, for those of you who don't know, we're an urban community here in Hudson, the first of its kind in North America. And our mission is to integrate with the wider community of Hudson. That's really reaching out to people from all walks of life and being of service to the community. In our own program, we do things like Meals on Wheels.
Right.
And
we help with Salvation. I mean, like today we'll be at Salvation Army helping. We do that every week except for 1 week off.
And where are they located? Are they on 3rd Street? No.
Salvation Army, yes.
On 3rd Street.
Yes.
Okay, yep.
So
3rd and Allen.
Thank you.
And then every Tuesday evening, I think many people know that we have a community dinner where volunteers come and they cook the food, and local organic farmers, Common Hands Farm, Ten Barn Farm, they donate fresh produce for the event. And we serve the community. People can come and have a free meal and get to chat and meet us and meet people from all around Hudson.
Right. And like, we have sometimes guests coming in. We don't know who's coming in. Anybody's more than welcome. I try to tell people just out in the street, you know, that they're more than welcome to come.
Yeah, that's one of the points that I love so much about community dinner, is that there's always new faces. So we've been running this for a year and 8 months or so, and every single Tuesday there'll be new faces that will come, as well as friends.
Now let's talk about the other part of Camp Hill Hudson, which is Solaris.
Yes. So Solaris is our Center for the Social Art, and it's a beautiful four-story building in the center of Hudson on Warren Street.
Right.
And within that space,
we have a really nice gift shop that's open every day from 11 to 5.
That's right. Yeah, and in this gift shop we showcase many products that are made throughout all the different Camp Hills of North America, as well as fair trade items. We also have many different spaces that people use, and we provide catering for them.
Right, that's right. We do we do catering too. Like a couple of weeks ago, we had a large group, and we did the catering for.
That was a homeopathic retreat that spanned over 4 days, and we catered for that. And it's always a really good way for people to come and meet us in our space. Also, we have our own program that runs from 9 till 4, Day Hub Without Walls, where
nine
we...
9 to 3.
9 to 3, 9 to 4, you're flexible, we get it.
So we have activities that take place in the center, as well as really being out in the community.
Right.
You go to yoga at the Sadhana Center.
That's every Thursday morning at 11 till 12.
There's also other activities that take place too. So after our program is finished, then, for example, there's an after-school program with the local school who partnered up with Hawthorne Valley, and they come and they learn how to cook the young children. And then some of our friends work together. So really our mission is all about integrating.
That's in the wintertime, in the spring, but now there's other things going on, like making cooking, like right.
Well, I saw. Well, when I went to the website, and let's give out that website, it's camphillhudson.org. I saw about the gift shop, the catering, and the community dinners, which is how you serve and relate and interact with the community. For people who want to get involved, well, let me backtrack. About how many residents do you have, and also staff, and how do they work together?
Well, we're at a very exciting juncture, actually. So Bill is part of the group that pioneered Camp Hill Hudson and moved over from Copaig.
Right. I really love it here. Hudson's nice. I can walk around at night. I mean, I'm able to walk around at night and do things like go down to the train station. Like I love the trains and stuff. And sometimes I'll see a boat. I'm a member of Pete Seeger's group.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So Bill has just celebrated his 50-year anniversary in being in Camp Hill.
Yeah.
So there were 5 residents that initially started Camp Hill Hudson, and just now we're bringing in more people. There's a whole new wave of people that are beginning joining our program and expanding our program to double the size, as well as co-workers. It's interesting. It's a very exciting time, because traditionally Camp Hills has been about a life-sharing experience where people work and live together in rural communities. But here in Hudson, we're looking to foster a new model of where people have more choice of being independent, if that's their wish.
Like I have a coworker with me, but we're independents. Like me and my other roommate called Elias. We've been together for a long time. He we can walk around. He's a fisherman. He's a member of Trout Unlimited, and he likes to take walks.
I've seen you on the street, the mean streets of Hudson. I've seen you.
Yeah.
But just how it links in with the Sweet Life Jazz Project as well. We do have a performance space upstairs where Walk and the Dog Theatre Company have performed many, many times, and we're very open to other groups performing there as well as our own. We really have a strong theatre component to what we do. Many of the staff have a passion for theatre. So it was actually last month we put on a different event. It was a theatre and dinner event that it was a play that we created with the co-workers in the Campo Hudson. And Anise, she opened it. She sang two songs and then created a, you know, real interest. And then it was like, oh, you have to do your own set. And that's where she came in and brought in the Sweet Life Jazz Project.
The Sweet Life Jazz Project, who is part of this event on Friday. Now, did I hear something about dancing?
Well, I mean,
dancing?
people are free to dance because our music is very energetic and funky. People often do get up and dance and, you know, tap their feet and kind of partake. We invite audience participation for sure.
Awesome, awesome. So for those who want to find out about the event on Friday, what are some contact numbers, names, places, faces?
So really, the contact details, they're on the flyer, but it's really, it's contacting me. So you can reserve tickets with me with my telephone number.
Which is 518-828-3431.
That's Cam's number.
Okay.
That's Cam's number. My number is 518-567-9854.
Okay.
So you can reserve tickets with me or through my email, which is jodybrooks@camphillhudson.org.
Okay, you know that. So keep that, because I'm going to ask you it again to repeat that.
Okay.
That's good. For those people in our community who want to get involved with Camp Hill Hudson, how do they do so?
Again, it's through email in that way. And the number that you first said, that's a good one.
I'll say that again. It's area code 518-828-3431. Their website is camphillhudson.org, located at 360 Warren Street.
That's correct. Yeah. And we'll be happy to talk and happy to show people around and give them a tour and show them what we do.
Yeah. I had a great idea for Hudson. I would like to start a friends group with other people so that they can be things like that. Maybe other people could join. That would help us.
That sounds like a good suggestion. I mean, I know there are people who just want to get together, whether it's at a coffee shop, maybe on the green here in Hudson, right by 7th and Warren, or Columbia, right between us. So I think it's a fine idea, Bill. Why don't you start in your own community where you live and let it spill out onto the street?
Right.
Yeah.
I'll need help.
You'll get help.
Co-workers. Staff, I mean.
We can help.
Yeah. So this event on Friday starts at 6:30 p.m. Who's doing the cooking?
We are.
You are. Yeah.
People are probably working right now down over at Slar's, probably working on stuff now.
We'll begin to prepare, but really Camp Hill Hudson does the cooking, and we always get rave reviews, so I think we do a good job. We feel very passionate about being creative with the food, so it's staff and Camp Hill friends.
The other thing I remember, this group, they're also involved in something that happens during the holidays.
Right.
Christmas time?
Festival. Yeah. The festival life. The festival life is very strong in Camp Hill.
That was the Shepherd's Play that we did last year. We've done that for every year for 3 years or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that's part of it. But just really celebrating the festival life as well. So upcoming is Ascension and Woodson, where we will celebrate these days.
Right.
Just about them.
Yeah. Now, for the Sweet Life Jazz Project, besides playing here on Friday nights, where else do you cats play?
Well, this project is, excuse me, this project is sort of a recreation of a project that I had done in Montreal. And so, and the group of players here is relatively new. So we've just started playing out. So our summer season is just starting to get set for us. So people can check our website.
And that website is? It's coming, right?
We're on the air, actually. It's martinavservices.com.
martinavservices.com.
Yes, but / Sweet Life. Because the other one is my company, which is an audio video company where we provide television production services. Mm-hmm. So Sweet Life doesn't yet have its own website. It's still attached to mine right now.
TBA.
Exactly. But people can check us out there. Maybe you'll be able to put a link up. And we're really happy and pleased to partner with such an innovative and great organization, historically great organization. And these guys are just doing tremendous work here. And I really hope that everyone comes out and supports supports the event and supports the group and all the wonderful work that they're doing.
Yeah, that's great. So, folks, you're in tune to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Hands On Radio. I'm Cheryl Kay, the fill-in host on The Morning Show. My guests this morning are, let's run it down, we have...
Randall Martin from Sweet Life.
Bill Rosecan and Jody Brooks.
From Camp Hill Hudson, and we're discussing their event that's happening this Friday, May 16th. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. It'll be a 1-2-3 course soul food meal. There'll be music and possibly dancing.
Yes, we invite everyone to dance. Everyone have a good time.
Yep. The contact information for the event.
If you could call me, Jody Brooks, at 518-567-9854. Or email me, jodybrooks@camphillhudson.org.
And they are located at 360 Warren Street, right here in good old Hudson. All right, folks, as we close up this interview, I always give the last words to my guests. So please, what else would you like us to know about this event, about who you are? Go!
I'd just like to say one thing is that this will be the first of many. So we're wanting to have a monthly event of a fantastic dinner with some sort of entertainment, whether it be theater or music. So keep an ear out.
We will.
You can look at our website. We'll put on a lot more stuff on the website.
Yeah, and the website is camphillhudson.org. So we will, Bill.
Yeah.
And I invite all the listeners out there, if they're looking for a place to have a good meal and have great music and a great time, contact Jody for this event. And it'll be an unforgettable and exhilarating experience.
Awesome. Folks, you heard it here. If you have any questions, I guess we'll be in the studios for maybe another hot minute at 518-828-0290. I want to thank the three of you for coming in this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.